Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Cross Shot Radio Show. Cross Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Consciousness, everybody. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta go smack my girlfriend around. Shut up! Shut up! There you go. Infinite love and consciousness. There you go. Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, where we don't trick you into saying that we believe something that we actually don't. We're actually real on this show. And by we, I mean me. Why the hell am I talking about myself in the third person? Yeah, I gotta stop doing that. The we. It's just me. I used to have a co-host. But, you know, hey, oh well. Anyways, welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an infinite war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The end sometimes justifies the means. If you want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then F off. I'm your host, Louis B. I do not censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Yeah, today will not be no different. We're doing, this is the news brief. We're doing a news brief. We're going to be doing a news blitz today. Actually, first one I want to get involved with. I've been making jokes about Camden, New Jersey being the cesspool of New Jersey. And now looks like Camden, New Jersey will be going further into hell. A lot of people have said that Camden, New Jersey will be New Jersey's answer to Detroit. 8 Mile, what? Detroit, what? Detroit, repping Detroit. Camden, what? Camden, what? Yes, this is from CNN. Some of you probably already heard about this already. The mayor of crime-ridden Camden, New Jersey has announced in his infinite wisdom layoffs of nearly half of the city's police force and close to a third of its fire department. So, you know, hey, you know, look, it's a chocolate city anyways. Who gives a fuck about a bunch of black people, right? Who gives a damn about a bunch of minorities killing each other? You know what? One day, when they all kill themselves, when they're all dead, then you know what? They could turn it, they could gentrify it and rent it out to all the hipsters, and then, you know, then they'll hire back all the cops because suddenly all this money will come back, and so that way they could patrol the streets, keep it nice and clean. So, you know what, I this is like a cheaper, but it'll take a while, but a cheaper way of urban renewal. Pretty soon, in a couple years, you'll start seeing people like, dude, you know, Camden, New Jersey will be the new Williamsburg, Brooklyn, or wherever hipsters in your area are at. Where, you know, and by hipsters, I mean those pretentious hippies. They think they're hippies. They're not really hippies because they'll buy whatever's trendy. They're so against corporatism unless it's in style. Like they hate corporations. You know, when it comes to clothes, but they love their own corporations when it comes to American Apparel. They'll buy American Apparel like a motherfucker. And they all look the same. But anyways, back to the article. 168 police officers and 67 firefighters were laid off Tuesday as officials struggled to close a $26.5 million budget gap through a series of belt-tightening measures. Mayor Donna Redd told reporters the layoffs take effect immediately. Redd said she was unable to secure the $8 million in budget concessions that she says she needs to save the jobs of up to 100 police officers and many of the city's firefighters. Some clerical officers were demoted and reassigned to the streets, the mayor said, pledging that the cuts will not affect public safety. Bullshit. Bullshit. Damn, that was a real cough. Damn, I can't fake cough because it makes me start real coughing because, hey, my throat is all irritated because I have a cold and now someone's gonna make a cock-sucking joke, aren't they? Yes, they are. Fuck. The mayor, who said she will continue negotiations with police and fire unions. Well, see, and that's another problem with the unions. They're not willing to make any concessions. And which proves, hey, cops don't give a shit about you. Because if they were really doing it because they wanted to be public servants, they wouldn't give a damn. I mean, they've been asking the workers, or the police and fire unions, to pay more for their health care, freeze or reduce their salaries, and take furlough days. The apparent impasse has left administrators of the city with the second highest crime rate in the nation scrambling to figure out solutions to keep residents safe. Camden is the second only to St. Louis, Missouri, in annual rankings of cities based on compilations of FBI crime statistics. And guess what? Since all these cops have been laid off, oh, the criminals really love it. The criminals love it. The thugs in Camden were so brazen that they actually printed up T-shirts marking the day when the police layoffs will begin. Brace yourselves, people. Camden is about to get ugly, really ugly. New Jersey could have another Detroit on its hands. That's from that's a post by PhillyToPhilly.com. You guys could check that out. I mean, I've been looking for pictures that says this. Oh, sorry, 50 million blacks. There you go, Casey. Are you happy? Happy, Casey? 50 million blacks. Yes. I'm sorry, I don't have the Tim Reef fat always on hand. I don't always have Tim Reef fat on hand just for you, Casey, because sometimes Tim Reef fat doesn't fit. And you know, and I don't like to burn out the Tim Reef fat jokes, so. So, anyways. Camden, New Jersey, man. Hey, guess what? Looks like Camden, New Jersey is going to need some lenient gun laws. Or better yet, a RoboCop. Imagine they just privatized the whole police force, which which is, if you believe in predictive programming, if you, anybody's been watching this new superhero show called The Cape, which I have, and personally, since I like comic book shows, since I do like superhero shows, I'm thoroughly enjoying it, but I am seeing, I see that they, the premise is that this private corporation takes over this, takes over the Palm City police force. They privatize it by framing a detective who was the only one that wasn't on the take on the force. The only police detective that wasn't on the take. That he was basically a Serpico, but he got too close. His partner screwed him over, because his partner's working for the supervillain, and basically the supervillain, makes everyone think that makes believe the detective is actually the supervillain by stapling the supervillain's mask onto the detective's face. So that's how they were able to convince the city onto giving up the police force. So, hey, keep an eye on Camden, New Jersey. It might become a laboratory experiment for privatizing police, basically Blackwater PD or XEPD. So, yeah. Keep an eye on that. That could happen. I mean, this is just a theory. This is just a theory. I don't have anything to back that up, saying if they're pushing for that. But hey, they're saying, well, you know, usually when you go to the private sector usually produces products at a lesser cost than the government sector. So people might start saying, hey, well, we can't afford to have, you know, police that are run by the city, so we might as well have privatized the police. So, if that happens, oh, we're fucked. Because, especially if you look what Blackwater's been doing in the Middle East, you think they're gonna change just because? Because they're not gonna just hire Americans. They're gonna have some dudes from other countries that just won't give a fuck, and they'd be like, ah, and since they'll probably own the police, they'll own the forensics, and hey, say goodbye to any type of justice. You'll see a spike in police brutality, because that's the route they'll go instead of allowing the citizens to get guns and protect themselves. Because trust me, if Camden became a concealed carry or open carry state, oh, ain't nothing. It'll become the safest city in the United States, because ain't no one fucking around with anybody else if they know they have a gun. I mean, case in point, in Newark, a few weeks back, a police officer shot a suspect trying to rob him. Whoops. He must have been shocked. Shocked when he was shot. He was like, oh, shit. But anyways, so yeah, imagine RoboCop. Moving on. Anybody want to call in? Oh, man. Well, I guess I bored the Intel Hub. Oh, well. Intel Hub went away. It probably was the infinite love. So, I'm gonna smack my girlfriend. Infinite love. I'm not naming names. So, moving on. Get Glenn Z on the line for reaction. Actually, I should call him. I should. Actually, no, he doesn't have a fucking phone number. He doesn't have a phone number. I don't know what's going on. So anyways, yes. Related story. Since we're talking about police being laid off, which, You know, I mean, I'm kind of torn when it comes to laying off cops, because I just saw a video of police breaking down a door and some dude standing to defend his property with a golf club, and they shoot him. A golf club is probably like 3 feet long, and the cops were at least, I mean, to me, looked to be 6 to 7 feet away. I mean, perhaps a little bit like 10 feet at least. I mean, this dude wasn't doing no damage. They didn't tell him to drop the thing. I mean, if people start cracking through your door, you know, if you're not ready to defend yourself and you're just going to cower, you're a pussy. So they shoot this guy. And I really got to post that video. I think it's, I got to find that video. But they shoot him dead. So, I mean, you really can't trust the cops, man. I mean, you can't. I mean, if I ever have a kid, I got to tell them, like, look. They made it. He has false authority. He cannot be trusted. You see this man in the uniform? He will not help you. He will
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Will kill you. And it's sad I will have to tell my kid that. James Burns. Never bring a golf club to a gunfight. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Says James Burns of Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Go to freedomfiles.us. Check them out. Freedom Files. But here, third gun control bill proposed since Tucson shootings. Yes, they want to. Yeah, you know, they're using this. I mean, if this senator freaking dies, yeah, you could be sure that a lot of these bills are going to pass. And everyone keeps saying, you're only going to be taking away guns from law-abiding citizens. You're not going to prevent criminals from getting them. You're not. And you keep putting in all these restrictions so that way you know who has the guns. Hell, if you know what weaponry people have, you know, the government, it makes it easier for the government to be able to neutralize you. I mean, if I could quote someone, which I guess I can't really mention their name because they turned out to be a scumbag. You know, if once this shit happens, they keep sending out troops, and if less and less troops come back because they keep getting killed, this shit will be put to an end quickly. Especially if we allow 100% of the population in the United States to have a gun. I mean, unfortunately, the only way I see myself being able to get a gun now is if I become an armed security guard. That would be the quickest way for me to get a gun license. And even then, I would not be able to use it to defend my home. I could only use it for work. So let's say someone breaks into my house. I have a perfectly good gun. If I pull it out and shoot the guy breaking into my house, you know, trying to harm me and my family, I could go to jail because the license was not meant to be used in my house. It's not meant to protect myself in my home. It's meant to protect the site where I work. In fact, ain't that some silly shit? But anyways, let me read this story. This is from Raw Story. High profile gun violence has historically renewed legislative interest in the cause of gun control, and the shootings of 20 people in Tucson, Arizona is no exception. Only this time, the measures face steeper hurdles than before. Representative Gary Ackerman, a Democrat from New York, is the third congressman to propose gun control bill in the wake of the murders on Saturday. The other two are also New Yorkers. Oh, God. You know why? You know why you don't want a New Yorker to have a gun? Because we'll fucking use it if we have to. It's like, I mean, look at Bernie Getz. They were trying to rob him. Bernard Getz. They were trying to rob him in a subway, you know, and thank God he didn't get put in jail for shooting them. He just got put in jail because he had a gun. Oh my God. He had to defend himself. He didn't feel safe in this city. So he felt he had to protect himself because there's never a cop when you need one. There's never a cop when you need one. There's always a cop when you don't need one and they want to fucking tase you for asking a goddamn question. It's like, ain't that funny how that works? It's freaking hilarious how that works out. Anyways, his bill seeks to accomplish a goal other gun control advocates have tried and failed to do in recent years. Close the fire sale loophole, which permits unauthorized gun dealers to sell firearms at gun shows and allow buyers to purchase them without an otherwise mandatory FBI background check. Okay, well, you know what? The criminals are able to buy guns without a mandatory FBI background check from some dude named Ramirez. Yes, yes, I know. I'm Hispanic too. Contact me after the show. I'm having a sale. Just kidding. Just kidding, FBI. Don't come knocking on my door. Watch, I'm already under investigation by the Secret Service. You made a comment saying that you allude to the fact that you're selling guns. No dick. No dick. Jared Lochner, the 22-year-old accused of perpetrating Saturday's shootings, purchased his firearm legally, passing an instant background check in a state many consider to have the most lax gun laws in the nation. Arizona does not require a permit for concealed carry. God bless Arizona. And seriously, and check this out, has the most lax gun laws. Where the fuck were the guns? Where the fuck were the guns to shoot this motherfucker? Seriously, Arizona, you fell asleep. Arizona, you fell asleep. Where were your guns? You have the most lax gun laws in the nation. And you didn't fucking drill him? Hell, the moment I heard bang, 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 I'm fucking returning fire. Where the hell were the guns? Seriously, what? Where, you know, yeah, James Burns said, where were the cops? Fuck the cops. They were probably hiding, waiting for four hours for them to get a fucking, get the orders from the Dunkin' Donuts fucking guy. Time to make the donut. Blah. Dude, I cannot fucking fight crime until I've had my 10th donut of the day. Fuck these people. Fuck these people. I mean, I'm sorry if anyone's from Arizona. You just gotta, you know, the people that were there. I just gotta fucking beam you in the ass right now. It's like, you fell asleep? It's like, what happened? Where, you know, shit. The moment that 9-year-old girl that I still don't believe existed. Fucking the moment you see her fucking bleeding from her chest. What you thought? It was a fucking dinner theater? Oh. Infinite love. Infinite love and consciousness. Ooh, bravo. Infinite love and consciousness. You know what? Jesus. No one thought, hey, maybe I should just... nah. I mean, yeah, you guys tackled him after he ran out of ammo. Good job. good job. I mean, at least you guys tackled him. But after he scored like 20 hits, come on. I mean, seriously, and I keep saying, this is why they don't let New Yorkers have guns. Because we would fucking use... This dude would have been Swiss cheese. He would have been Swiss cheese and someone would have been tap dancing on his fucking bleeding corpse. They would have been doing river dance. You know. Just to make sure. He, in a brief. I don't know, officer. I don't know what happened. He started shooting. He fell down. Now he don't breathe. In fact, some Puerto Ricans would have been there to stab him just for good measure. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Damn. See? See? I'm so fucking agitated right now. So goddamn agitated. Seriously, Arizona, it's like, shh. Okay, yeah, gunshots, who gives a fuck, shh, oh, 9-year-old girl dead, who gives a fuck, shh, I'm just gonna leave my gun at home because guns are bad, fucking Democrats are pussies, in fact, Republicans are pussies too, for that matter, but I'm just saying, goddamn liberals.
Guns are bad, okay? Guns are bad because you could hurt somebody, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, imagine. I mean, like, really remember back in with that Texas shooter back in the day, and everyone started shooting until the cops were able to run up there and fucking, you know, shoot him dead. They pinned him down. Everyone was shooting. Anyways, moving on. Before I freaking blow a gasket. Before I blow a gasket at this fucking travesty that's going on in this nation. I'm just angry right now. Just angry. You know, it's times like this that make me wonder, what would Rush Limbaugh say? Broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, it's Louie Limbaugh. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I have obscenity on loan from God. The Chi-Coms want to take away your guns in order for you to be taken over easily. Obama was seen blowing the Chi-Coms' penis. Alrighty. There you go. Did I do a good job in imitating Rush Limbaugh? In fact, someone should send me... I need someone to send me the Alex Jones thing. I'll do an Alex Jones impression. Broadcasting live from a gold-plated microphone. With obscenity on loan from God. So anyways, yeah. Congress quietly prepares to renew the Patriot Act. Yay! The U.S. Patriot Act that is due to expire this year Representative Mike Rogers has introduced a little notice bill that intends to once again renew controversial provisions of the Bush administration's Patriot Act. Excuse me. when the act was first signed into law, Congress put in some sunset provisions to quiet the concerns of civil libertarians, but they were ignored by successful extensions. Unfortunately, those concerns proved to be well-founded, and a 2008 Justice Department report confirmed that the FBI regularly abused their ability to obtain personal records of Americans without warrants. The only real sign of a strong opposition to the act was in 2005 when a Democratic threat to filibuster its first renewal was overcome by Senate Republicans. Which goes to tell you, left and right, they both want to fuck you down the middle. So, oh man, the Gatriot Act. Oh, man. And the thing is, you watch television, you see shows like 24, like NCIS, like Criminal Minds. You know, any show that has to do with, like, any criminal show that has to deal with federal agents, they'll constantly see, well, we don't have to do that because, you know, it's the Patriot Act. We could do whatever the fuck we want with the Patriot Act. We could do whatever the fuck we want with the Patriot Act. And you see this on television all the time. And it's true. They could just fucking pick you up and say you're an enemy combatant, send you to Guantanamo, and you're fucking sitting next to Muhammad Rodriguez Jr. Yeah, because, you know. Why does he have to be Rodriguez Jr.? Muhammad the Third. Remember Muhammad Jr.? Oh, he was a prick. Fucking. Oh, man. I was actually reading a paper the other day by the Nation of Islam, which is a the organization run by Luis Farrakhan Rodriguez.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And everyone's fucking last name is Muhammad. I'm like, how do you get shit done? What happens if there's like two Ted Muhammads? I'm Ted Muhammad. No, I'm Ted Muhammad. Who's going to get the byline? I was assigned the byline, but I'm Ted Muhammad. What about freaking... not as funny as, maybe his parents were, were hippies, so, but he converted to Islam, you know, just to, in order to, rebel against his hippie parents. But his name is Moonbeam Muhammad. A river flows, Muhammad. Some gay ass hippie name because, you know, hippies are dumb. Damn hippies. I hate hippies. I really do. Because they think they're better than everybody. That's what it is. I hate anybody that thinks they're better than somebody else. Oh, I'm so enlightened because I freaking diddle with freaking moonbeam crystals and shit. And I think I could hear the planet speaking to me. Or I could talk to animals and shit like that. I mean, really, you just think you're better than me. And you want to be the master race in my book. And I just gotta slap you sometimes. Like, and I walk around my neighborhood and I see all these fake hippies that they're so goddamn pretentious. They freaking paint a lame ass picture of a plant with dog shit, and if I don't get that it means that means the goodness that's inside everyone because it smells like dog shit, and I'm just offended by the stench, and I just don't understand why you would use that medium to paint. Oh, that means I'm unenlightened. I'm not uninvolved. It's like, motherfucker, you know, I look at shit like, you know, what's his name? That dude that chopped his ear off. What's his name? Gigi Allen was a nutcase. I mean, I'm glad Gigi Allen dead. I mean, I've listened to his music. It sucks. He was just a prick just to be a prick. He was a disgusting son of a bitch. Fuck Gigi Allen. Van Gogh. Thank you, James Burns. Van Gogh paintings are just a fucking painting to me. I don't appreciate what somebody else calls fine art. Like, I'm supposed to appreciate that because you call it fine art? I don't want to appreciate that shit. That's not art to me. I mean, I've been to the Museum of Art, you know, when I was younger, and I was bored. I'm like, I don't give a damn about this. This doesn't interest me. I don't give a damn what the artist was trying to strive for. I don't know why he used fucking blue instead of red or instead of yellow for the sun. The hell does that have to do with anything? Can someone tell me? Tell me why this painting really sucks. Tell me why. Hate this. In fact, I hated art when I was growing up in school, because they're like, oh, well, why don't you paint how you feel? But it's none of your goddamn business how I feel. Because if I paint the way I feel, you're going to want to take me away from my house. Shit, because I really just wanted to, you know, I really just wanted to fucking draw people getting shot. Because at that point, I was just pissed off because I'm so goddamn put off by this whole goddamn school experience. Teachers are a bunch of dumb pricks. The students are a bunch of fucking followers. Ugh. And then martyr you when you're... And then martyr you when you're dead. Yeah. Jesus. Fucking... Ugh. Ugh. Hippies and art. Ugh. Ugh. Don't see why. I don't see why. I don't understand the whole thing with you know, walking around stinky too. It's like, oh, I don't believe in deodorants and shit. Well, you smell like crap. I mean, if you're gonna believe in plants, at least rub some goddamn roses underneath your behind your balls and shit. Anyways, in my continuing education on attacking Israel's stupidity and how they control what we say in this country, because, oh, we can't talk shit about Israel. Why? Anyways, Houston radio pulls Israeli consulate show after massive protests. Radio state, this is from Martin Hill, LA County Libertarian Examiner, who actually contacted because he mentioned the show on one of his articles. And he emailed me. In fact, let me read the email. I sent them, "Dear Mr. Hill, I'd like to thank you for the mention in your article. I really enjoy your articles, which is why I linked back to them. I really hope the traffic I am sending your way is helping." He responds, and Christy, I hope you're listening. "Hi, Louie, you're certainly welcome, and thank you for always linking to my stuff. I appreciate it. I believe I first spoke with you during Christy's radio show a few years ago when me and my friend John were on. I should plug your show more often. Usually, though, the only radio I can listen to is not while I'm online, but only through telephone listen lines. Keep up the fight, Martin." There you go. So, yeah. So, apparently, Martin Hill was on your show, Christy. So, Christie's back. Back again. So anyways, yeah, Houston radio station pulls Israeli consulate show after massive protest. Radio station 90.1 FM KPFT in Houston, Texas, recently encountered a firestorm of protests from listeners after they had announced they were to begin airing a program twice a month conducted by the Israeli consulate, dubbed The Voice of Peace. The program first aired December 14th and featured Israeli Consul General Meir Shlomo and Press Officer Aaron Friedman. On their About page, KPFT states, "Nearly 90% of our funding comes from individual listener members. We have no large corporate sponsors. All too often, massive funding arrives with an agenda, not to mention all those commercials. Because of our independence from concentrated control, you can hear the difference between us and any other station in the first 10 or 13 minutes of listening. We are definitely different, and we revel in it." It goes on to state, "When you become a member of KPFT, it is your radio station. You are a voting member of the station and a stakeholder in its direction. Listeners and supporters of the station put together an online petition demanding that the Israeli government program be halted until a town hall type discussion with KPFT management could be aired. KPFTTownhall.org has posted the progress of the petition, as well as updates and links to related articles. They are holding a public forum this coming Monday and invited both the KPFT manager and program director. An ad for the meeting read, 'The time is now to speak up at the first independent KPFT listeners town hall meeting. This peaceful, civil, democratic town hall meeting is sponsored solely by KPFT listeners. Monday, January 20th, 2011, 6 p.m. at Plaza Americas, formerly Sharpstown Mall, at 7500 Bel Air at Boulevard, first floor." There you go. The vocal listener protest has apparently already had some effect. After reportedly initially denying the petitioner's request to halt the show, KPFT General Manager Dwayne Bradley stated December 30th, "Personally, I have my opinion about the program itself, about the use of propaganda by ministers of information for governmental spokesmouths, and certainly as Howard Zinn has taught us over the years, all governments lie." KPFTTownhall.org wrote in response, "Dwayne Bradley, we appreciate your support of the town hall meeting and your evaluation that the Israeli consulate show was a puff piece." Yes, all governments lie. If you want to check that out, go to the Examiner, Google Houston radio station pulls Israeli consulate show after massive protest. We're going to take, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm actually going to play the time where I called this radio station and I gave them my poem. So, here you go. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters.
What's up, Louis B?
What's going on, Louis B?
Hello.
Much love. May God's praises be upon you.
Back at you, sir. Back at you.
Yes.
You got something you can give.
I don't know if it's a poem, mine. It's more of a statement on social comment on society.
Okay.
Poetry,
you don't have to rhyme, brother.
It's
just poetry.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Well, I'm just sick of society. With the Justin Biebers, with the Soulja Boy Tellums, with all the... Rap isn't even rap anymore. Music has gone down. Society has gone down. We've become too tolerant of things that just 20 years ago made us vomit. We allowed our governments to abuse us. We abuse each other. We even abuse those who try to go and improve themselves and try to educate themselves. We call them corny. We beat them. We kill them. We even kill our people of our own color. And we dare to call each other brothers. I have no hatred for whites, Asians, blacks, Jews, Muslims. Why is there fighting? Why do we care what another man or another woman does behind closed doors if it doesn't affect us? Yet we still try to tell them what to do with their lives. What does... We live in the land of the free, home of the brave, but yet we cower. We allow the killing in our streets. We allow this, and we allow the killing from police officers. We allow them to kill us. We allow them to enslave us again. And yet, we still attack those who try to educate us. Like we are allergic to knowledge. We allow them to poison us through the vaccines, through our water, through our food. We lie down and just take it. Yet if someone says something bad about our mothers, we're ready to fight. Does that make sense? They're killing us with their soft kill weapons. We let them lie to us about 9/11. We let them lie to us about Iraq and Afghanistan. We allow them to lock up people for just smoking marijuana. Why? We allow police officers to tase us. We allow them to shoot us while we're in wheelchairs. We allow them to break our bones just for asking a question. We allow them, and we laugh when someone is tased for asking a question. I pray to God, not to save us, but to just quicken our demise. Because we don't deserve life anymore. Because we squandered it. We don't care. We are not willing to fight. We're not willing to love. Of course we're willing to fuck. We're willing to just be disgusting. We're willing to just destroy each other. Like, again, like it's a big old comedy. We know the truth. We know what's happening. But we cover our eyes. And then we see what P. Diddy is doing. We all know he killed Biggie Smalls. You know, we all know the government killed Tupac. We do nothing. The biggest losses in real hip hop, we just allow them to go. We just let everything go. I hope this allowed you all to think of something, and thank you for listening. God bless.
We appreciate you sharing, Biggie. Thank you.
Oh, man, Biggie B, man. Way to drop that knowledge on us, man.
Yes, and like that last caller said, since I'm black, I must leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we appreciate you, man.
All right, God bless.
Thank you,
man. All righty, and again, after that, I read that, they just felt like crap, and they had to end the show. So, yeah, we're back. This is the Crack Shot Radio Show. And, we're going to continue. We got the final 15 minutes left to the show. Hopefully someone wants to call in. I dare one of you people to call in! In fact, I don't even know why you guys are waiting for me to say something until you call in. Because you know what? It's funny. I want people to call in, and then some crackhead calls in and starts screaming nigger for half an hour. I'm like, come on. We got Krusty. Krusty's back. So anyways, yes, this is this from Yahoo News. I don't know if anyone's heard about this. UFC fighter Jake Volkelman. UFC means Ultimate Fighting Championship, which is a mixed martial art, which, if you don't know what mixed martial arts is, Google it. Yes, calls out President Barack Obama. Basically, he challenged Barack Obama to a fight. He won... UFC lightweight Jacob Volkman, following his win over Antonio McKay, declared that he wanted to fight U.S. President Barack Obama for his next bout. His words got him a visit from the Secret Service on Tuesday. You know, I mean, come on, dude, really, you know, how many people want to challenge the president? You know, Volkman, who is based out of Minnesota, told MMAfighting.com after his win over McKay that he wanted to face Obama because he disagreed with many of his politics. Yeah, you know, and that's not a threat. He's not threatening the president. He's like, yo, I'm calling you out. It's like, you know, men do that. Men's like, you know, meet me here. Let's fight. I challenge you to a fight. Well, if anyone ever wondered if a potential threat against the president goes unnoticed, you just got your answer. It happened on Tuesday. I was coaching youth practice, and then two guys came up, and one of the other coaches that was helping me out, they said that there was a cop and another guy out there waiting for me, Volkman told. Yeah, so, you know, apparently Obama's such a pussy, he can't just laugh this off. It's like, oh my God, someone's gonna come kick my ass. This motherfucker probably hides in the Oval Office. Some people's like, I'm gonna kick your ass, Obama. He's like, he just shits himself. It's like, oh my God. Volkman told MMAweekly.com, I went out there and the guy introduced himself and said he was from the Secret Service and he wanted to ask me some questions about UFC 125. And my quote, he said there were people calling into DC telling them that somebody, me, was threatening the president. The interview was a formal process due to any potential threat made against the president. But it should be the close... It should be the close of the matter for Volkman. The reason for the investigation wasn't because of the original interview after his fight, but because someone alerted the authorities about the threat, quotation mark, that was made. This guy had a whole interview on a piece of paper, and it had my picture and everything, said Volkman. He was like, is this what you said? And I said, yes, it is. He's like, I want to let you know I'm a little embarrassed for coming here and doing this, because obviously nothing happened. He actually apologized for coming, but he had to come. He wanted to make sure I wasn't going to DC to hurt the president. No, that's not how this works. You call someone out, you're testing their manhood if they come and you shoot a fair fight. You shoot the fair one, or you have a fair fight, a fair bout. And he's talking about in the context of a sanctioned rules UFC bout. I mean, the president would have gotten his ass kicked and gotten really hurt, but not killed. Unless, you know, the president had absolutely zero skills and he, you know, didn't know how to cover up. The thing is, I got home and I checked my email and had about 20 emails, and one of the ladies had actually contacted the FBI and Secret Service, and she was telling me that she was going to do it. The person who contacted Volkman, according to the fighter, was a member of the elections committee that worked for President Obama's campaign. Oh, that cunt. Oh, that cunt. Oh, my God. So, he's gonna hurt the president. Fucking. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, that gets me freaking sick. That gets me goddamn sick. Volkman was successful in his fight at UFC 125 and also mentioned a possible future fight against Clay Guida. It appears that one is much more likely than the Obama confrontation. The Minnesota-based fighter, who is also a chiropractor, wanted to clarify the statements he made in the original interview as well, because he says that that was the reason most people seem upset with him in the first place. people were misunderstanding the point of view I was going for with the healthcare plan. That's why they were getting so upset. I was thinking about the provider. I'm a chiropractor, so I'm thinking about my point of view. Not everyone's getting insurance. They don't have to worry about getting denied, which is good, I guess. Just not good for a healthcare provider, said Volkman. Still happy he spoke his mind, Volkman says the Secret Service considers the matter closed at this point. Which also proves Obama's a pussy because he's not going to face him in the ring. Obama, if anybody's listening and is a fan of Obama, feel free and say that Louis B. calls Obama a pussy for not facing this man who challenged you. It's like, what a big baby. Yeah, someone's in the damn fucking Secret Service at somebody for making a comment. Yeah, okay. I mean, seriously, the real threat, any real threats to the president, no one's going to make a vocal statement. Trust me, they're going to keep it secret up until they are able to get close enough to hurt the president. Of course, they're not going to make it known. How about around the B-ball? No. How about some basketball? I was driving on the phone, the windows rolled up since it was a bit bitter, and some guy in the car to my right is screaming at me, spitting at my car, throwing rocks or something at me, screaming his brains out, cussing and freaking out, flipping me off. He went totally crazy because of my stickers. Yeah, Christy got some stickers on her car, and apparently somebody attacked her because of her car. And I started to get scared. He was throwing shit. Thankfully, he reached his turn and I stayed behind him. But he was stopping traffic just to get me for real. Wow. You know, again, why don't people freaking just let people... Why can't people just let people have their opinion? Now, if you don't believe what I believe, I'm going to kill you. If you don't believe what I believe... It has a photo of him saying, "You'll be very disappointed." Yeah, no shit. Anyways. This is from the No Shit profile. Or the No Shit file. Child flu vaccine contains mercury. Up to a million under fives have been inoculated against the flu virus with controversial vaccine containing poisonous mercury. Pandemix has been given to almost a quarter of all healthy babies and young children, as well as thousands of older children with health problems. Increased by Sunday Express reveal, it contains a preservative made with a form of mercury that was phased out of childhood vaccines in 2004 after fears about its safety. The preservative, called Thermosol, has been linked with autism, developmental disorders in children and was withdrawn from childhood vaccines in the United States and parts of Europe 10 years ago. Yet, UK government has already insisted that there is no persuasive evidence it poses a health risk when it was withdrawn. Labour Health Minister Rosie Wilton said that the move was part of a global goal to minimize environmental exposure to mercury. However, many experts disagree. Dr. Richard Housman, author of the book The Truth About Vaccines, said Thermosol is an extremely toxic substance and known to poison the brain. Yes, more proof. More proof about that. In fact, I was at the doctor's office the other day. The doctor's like, "Oh, do you want the flu vaccine? Do you want the flu vaccine?" I'm like, "Hell no." They're like, "Why not?" Because it got mercury in it. And, I had a family member that had a bad reaction to it. Oh, you know, that's only if you already have a health problem. I'm like, "Well then, how do you know it'll be safe for me?" "Oh, well, we don't know if it's going to be safe for you." So it's pretty much fucking Russian roulette with these vaccines for adults. Yeah, they want to... they just want to stab you with this fucking flu vaccine. And I'm like, no, I'll just take the fucking day off, all right? You know what I mean? So, anyways... we got... 3 more minutes left to the show. Like to thank everyone for listening. Casey, Diveman, Fox Type, Troop Brigade, Intel Hub for listening for 10 seconds. The various anonymous people that came to listen. Like to thank you all for listening. Tomorrow, same bat time, same bat schedule. Hopefully it doesn't snow here again. I've been too busy trying to fucking, like an idiot, I'm sweeping the snow because these asshats in my neighborhood treat the snowbanks like it's a fucking garbage. Like it's a fucking garbage. They just drop their garbage in the snowbanks like it's a fucking you know. Yeah. You know. You know what? Damn it, Christy. Wow. So, yeah. Anyways, this has been... this has been the Crotchot Radio Show. Saying mahalo. And why do I never... yeah, so anyways, come back tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel. Again, this has been the Crotchot Radio Show. And why can't I never... you know, I really gotta put my exit song next to my entrance song. So make shit easier for me. So that way... yeah. Anyway, yeah. Crotch Out Radio Show. This has been Louis B. saying mahalo. Hope you're all right. It's been rough to me. Thinking all night about the places I've been. Here by maybe. Still a little bit more. You might have let me become a man for sure. And if I might express one concern, it seems an issue all day and every turn. What's the next step? The latest trouble in my life. What's next for me to
call recording has been completed. Call recording has been completed.